just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Fastly. Big Dick Toledo. We're ready to go for yet another glorious day here in paradise. Moderna.
Yes.
Pfizer.
Tomato-based blood. Toledo's not going to make it with his one-and-done Johnson & Johnson. So long, Toledo.
Uncle Klotz.
Yeah. Hey, Brett's mom's gravy blood. Come on in here for a second. You know, that's what you get when you cut corners and try to do everything the easy way. Cut your one-and-done shot. Yeah. How's your blood doing today? How you feeling?
Doing fine.
How you doing, one-and-done?
Strong.
How you doing? What's up, Klotz?
Six women.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Out of 7 million.
Hey, look.
One in a million shot.
Look, don't start siding with him, Brady. This is fun, for Christ's sake. When'd you turn into Eric?
Because Brady
this is fun.
Wanted it.
Have some fun. Play with him. Tease him. Hurt his feelings.
I called him Uncle Klotz.
He won and done it. And then you're like, six ladies out of seven. Shut up. We're having fun. Toledo's not going to make it. He's going to be the seventh woman.
He has that in common.
Seven women. I got my fingers crossed for ratings that Toledo ends up being a Klotz. That would be hilarious. Are you nervous?
No.
Not even
not
a little bit? Because
no.
You don't look healthy.
No. Well, that's a whole separate issue from Johnson & Johnson.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Now you shove in that tomato paste, and the next thing you know.
What if it makes me better?
You're a wounded tomato.
Impossible. Impossible.
The tomato paste.
What if it makes you, like, slower? Good Lord.
Hey, it is me. If anything, it's going to make me better.
Absolutely.
He's probably
true.
Immune to it,
his
actually.
Diseases, yeah. His diseases probably made Johnson & Johnson shudder. Yeah, so when you saw it, you're like, ah, crap.
Oh, everybody was sending it to me yesterday morning during the show.
So Johnson & Johnson's canceled. Like, it's canceled.
Not canceled. It's on pause.
Canceled. That's canceled, my friend.
It's on pause.
That's what Jake Paul is.
Don't
come back later this
week. Jake Paul should be canceled.
No, I would like Jake Paul to be canceled. I might be on his side in this next thing. Is it Logan or Jake that's in trouble?
Jake.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way. Both Pauls could go away, but I don't want him to go away this way.
Jake from St. Paul.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But Toledo took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, strutting around here. Get one and done. And now he's got clots. They canceled. They paused it. I think it's dangerous to make such a – honestly, to go back to kind of what Brady was saying, it's like 6 out of 7 million. Six people, not 6 million out of 7 million. Six total people. One starting WNBA team plus a bench player have stopped – the entire use of the Johnson & Johnson thing, and 7 million people have it. Now, they are now going to take a look to see if there's more or if these are even related.
Correct. Also,
meanwhile,
do they have
hives
a blood
are okay.
condition?
Yeah.
Has their blood clotted before?
Right. What was
the
it?
The platelets.
What did it have to do with what?
Yeah.
So they're going to find out. But Toledo's got it in the system. And when I heard it yesterday, I'm like, oh, clot up, Richard.
Jelly boy.
Just do it before 10 a.m.
Yeah, do it on the air. If you start burbling up here on the air, maybe I'll get my witchcraft sister to rub you down. And
how does it present itself? Am I just going to, like, start showing bruises?
DVT. You'll start getting leg aches.
Oh, man. I got those.
And you're screwed.
You're on your way.
Game over.
Do you have an issue with, what do they call those, spider varicose? Varicose vein, sort of? You got varicose?
He's got them.
That's a sign that you can
clot. Oh, you're so effed.
You're done. You're complete. You're ragu inside. Thick Prego. I don't know if your mom's gravy's thick, but
you know what? I'll go out without COVID, so.
That's a way to look at it.
You didn't have it before, but why not take a shot that kills you? Anyway, so I think it's dangerous because now people are like, well, I'm going to get a shot then if they haven't figured this out by now.
Any kind of news, that definitely will. Yeah, that stuff kicks people away for sure.
So are they saying that it's not helping against COVID or just
no? It's
gonna
fine
kill you?
Against COVID.
So you're still good COVID wise.
Yeah. Okay. It turns your blood into cement.
Ah, well, yeah.
That's what I say. That's what I'm rooting for. Because hilarious, Toledo gets to get rid. My sister's gonna come and rub all those clots out, blow you up like she did my uncle 10 years ago. Hilarious.
Just before 10 a.m.
Let this be a lesson to you kids that the shortcuts are never the answer. Sometimes
John,
you have to
I'm
do
a lady,
work.
And I got the J&J.
See you later,
fine.
Lady. Yeah,
strong lady here who got the first best dose. F you.
Take that, strong woman, when you're sitting there going on the cement in your body.
What's happening?
What's happening? I feel so slow.
Because your heart's going, trying to throw that clay through the artery.
Starts gargling.
What's the matter, Amanda? Oh, it's that damn Johnson & Johnson's turning her clay. I tease only because it's Toledo. Anyone else, I'd be super concerned. You're not. It didn't. Did your whole family get the J&J?
No, just me.
What, they got the good one?
Yeah, Chris got the Pfizer and Lisa got the Pfizer.
See, this is what I was talking about last week. Is that you get that?
Actually,
shaming.
Lisa's cousin's wife got the Johnson & Johnson. She was at pickleball last night, and she goes, "Great, I just got this. Did you see what it is?"
She's playing some pickleball. Well, at least she wasn't doing anything active.
Right. Hey, you like pickleball.
I like it, but it is not an. People say I exercise. I play a little pickleball. Oh, I stand still for an hour a day.
I play shuffleboard.
Yeah, and anybody who tries to tell you, well, you're going to run around quite a bit. Yeah, there's no heavy breathing with pickleball. If there is, it's because you're incredibly overweight. I played for like 4 hours with a friend of mine with a torn labrum and a broken arm. And I'm like, this is fun. You're breathing a little. I'm like, I'm breathing because I have to stay alive. But otherwise, it'll wear you out. I'm like, no, it won't. It's wiffle ball. If you're busting a sweat during that, I actually sweat harder during wiffle ball. But anyway, so the Johnson.
You're not playing pickleball that well.
Oh, I was killing it. And the guy, actually, a couple of the old folks were like, "Here's your first day playing. Holy cow." And they wanted me to join some Wednesday league. I'm like, guys.
You need to.
I have a torn hip. I would. If I didn't have torn muscles that kept. I was still like the Hank Aaron of pickleball.
The same playing field
yeah,
then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just sitting there. I got to get my shoulder replaced. And my hip labrum's torn.
Well, you're fitting right in here.
Oh, that's nothing.
Jerry's got no right arm. And we're the league champs.
Of course you are. It's a standstill game.
It gets pretty heated, the pickleball.
Yeah, it does. Because your wives are going through menopause and you haven't had a nice night's sleep.
It's the only time they get to fight.
Yeah, they get something left. Yeah. So your Johnson & Johnson thing is canceled across the nation. Just canceled because it's killing people like crazy.
Pause.
Yeah. I just love that the news has turned it into this nightmare thing.
Yeah.
It'll be back and running. But will anybody get it now? I mean, this is
right. It just this is something
I wouldn't do it. Even 6 out of 7 million, it's like, all right. But you guys, basically by stopping it, they announced, we don't really know what else this could do. So let's just kill the whole thing. It is an overreaction, but it's also a reaction.
Yep.
And it feeds to people like my dad, who says, they don't know what the side effects are. I'm not putting something in my body that hasn't been tested properly. And the fact that they decided to cancel it yesterday, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong.
No.
It's the mentality and the perception
and
of saying that's out.
I'm not getting on your dad, but does anybody know what testing properly means?
In the old days, we do. We know that the
in
time.
In the old days, we don't even know if that was right because we've had problems with drugs from back then as well.
But what we do know is that the regulations were like, for a while, they're 10 years for American drug to go through. This is a drug.
But also, there's that process of greasing the wheels to get the approval.
Well, that was Operation
that's
Warp.
That's a worldwide
Operation
pandemic.
Warp Speed. That's what that was. It's like, we're just going to cut through all the regular testing and try to speed test everything, which, you know, I'm fine with. I think we can do it. I mean, the only conspiracy theory that holds to me in this whole deal is that when something starts to affect commerce, we can cure it in 8 months. But cancer is a big business, so we're not really interested in curing that. We're interested in prolonging that and making your life longer with cancer. Nobody's interested in curing any of these real diseases because they're giant moneymakers. They're not getting in the way. Like heart disease and things like that kill 600,000 people a year, and people are like, let's just pill them up. That's a good business. Everybody stays on it. You can prolong life with this thing, and you'll be fine.
We like to pride ourselves in the U.S. as the gold standard for approval on stuff like that.
Because we take the longest. France does it. France nails it.
And that's why a lot of people will go over, you know, for like cancer treatments,
Peyton
whatever.
Manning got fixed from a disease that had he stayed here.
Not approved.
Would have never played another down of football. First off, that's not that important, but wouldn't have played another down of football. But he probably would have had debilitating issues for a long time because he didn't get the real dead baby stem cells that they give you over in France. The ones where you just crack them in half and suck the spine.
Ugh.
I think that's how it works.
Is that a crawfish or whatever it is?
Well, that's how they give you the Johnson & Johnson. Crack this baby open. There you go. You're done. One and done. Cutting corners.
Anybody else in the building get the J&J?
The late Steve Moynihan, he passed yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I think Dustin had it, but
congealed.
Yeah, Dustin
turned into
good.
Gravy.
I saw Dustin. He looked great 2 days ago after the Johnson & Johnson. Just a mass of blood, just a bag of blood. He looked like just like a sack of donated blood.
He's turned into a jelly bean.
He had to push him down the hall. It was over 800 pounds of cement blood. So if you got the Johnson & Johnson, I mean, the media is going to scare you into thinking you're going to clot up and croak. But keep in mind, it is 6 human beings out of 7 million administered. So far, TikTok on number 7. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Johnson & Johnson.
And it's too
Johnson
late, because if they even come back and say, you know what, it wasn't because of the virus.
Oh, they will. That's exactly what they said.
100%.
No matter if it's true or not. That's exactly what they said.
But the word's out there. That's whatever they say.
In cancel culture, when the news gets hold of something and says this is no, it's gone.
There's no retractions.
There's no reason for Johnson & Johnson to come back. Except for now you'll get a bunch of crazy, like, maybe it's a trick to get people who are anti-vax. Like, you start bashing the vaccine. These people tend to just go against whatever the media says. So if they say Johnson Johnson's the anti-vax, be like, oh yeah, how dare you say Johnson Johnson? They might take the shot just to prove the media wrong. So it might be some sort of a reverse psychology. Say, yeah, you don't want this Johnson and Johnson one. This thing's terrible. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take that Johnson and Johnson. I'll show you media, lamestream media. What an original name. That's as good as Shock Jock.
Yeah. One of the advisors, national advisors on the whole vaccine thing was talking about it. He goes, when you do these vaccines, you know, from day one, whatever it is, you always, as a doctor and scientist, look down the line, further down the line, a couple years to see what kind of effects are there.
Well,
and
yeah,
then we've done it.
But
the
we
whole
can't
time.
Get there until people start getting the
exactly,
shot.
Exactly. You have to take it in order to. You know.
Well, they finally got rid of the Boy Scout lawsuit commercials. Now we're going to get the J&J shot?
I've already got
3 minute commercials.
Already got Kevin Rowe on speed dial as soon as they saw the article last night.
Hey, Rowe, Ed.
This is my mesh.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, well, anyway. Yeah, and Jay Gutentag, our Lady J, she got the J&J, and you know what she says? Hey, man, if you're going to die, you're going to die. So that's her.
She was emailing me yesterday. She goes, hey, man, just so you're aware.
We're going to die of blood clots, man. You know it's not clotting? My menstrual cycle. All right, man.
Blocked.
I'm bleeding like a 12-year-old girl on her first day. It's great, man. Tell you what.
No clots, Jay?
No clots. Smooth like an open faucet, man. It comes out like a melted otter pop. Sometimes there's a little icy in there, but not much, man. You leave it in the sun, it's got that copper feeling. Looks good, man.
Is that what that smells like, iron?
She tells the clots to get out. Now!
Every year, get out! Sometimes we're on vacation with my lady and we're in the hotel and I can feel the cramps. I just go, period, now! And it happens and we're clear. That's how I shed the lining, man. Yeah, Jay's funny because she says she's done heroin and meth. She said, I had chemo, toxins in my body. If I drop dead, pour one out and play some good music for me. Take requests, man. You got it, Jay. Anything for Lady Jay. But yeah,
anything for Lady J, but screw Toledo.
Not screw Toledo. Toledo's part of the Lady J. Unfortunately, wouldn't do much for ratings if she had some sort of an issue. We could talk to her, so she would help us. If Toledo was an ongoing issue with his clotting, and he's missing. Oh, Toledo missed it again for clots. Like people would go, like, I wonder if that guy's dead yet, and they'd tune in for that. It's great.
We'd start the Clot Foundation.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, and then we'd have some sort of charity, and we'd get all this credit for Toledo's lumpy blood. Yes. This is where you have the Lou Malnati's in your veins. and the reason it's okay to tease is because he's going to be fine. Everyone is. I just can't believe how fast they turned.
Oh yeah.
On this thing, which maybe also, you know, you want to just play both sides of the fence. It may be that they're like, oh, there's something huge going on. Yeah. Stop production of all of it because to stop over six. Look, you have six
reports,
side effects.
That would be easy just to ignore.
Just to ignore it and say, let's even if it is real, now we know, let's keep an eye on all the J&J people and say, hey, if you experience this, and just tell them because it's so small. But to shut it all down tells me that there may be a little more to this than we're hearing. And they're just saying, oh, we had some clot stuff and things like that. There might be something they found in testing that's like, this is going to cause clotting. So these six ladies are right, and maybe they're not related. We have to dismiss this. We have to do it in a big way. So I just don't see anybody getting that shot again.
Other companies involved, Moderna, Pfizer, and saying, oh, wait, let's knock one out.
That's a win for them. That's a huge win for them. Because now they just sit with their fist in there going, that's one less person doing the thing. We're going to get all that money. Because I don't see how Johnson & Johnson is going to be – people aren't going to line up for that. Even though convenience trumps everything, that one shot is appealing. But after all this, I'd be like, I'm not doing it. Because they seem concerned something might be wrong. If they acted like nothing's wrong.
CDC does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The CDC seems like something's wrong. Well, Johnson doesn't have it. They would shoot heroin into your system if you paid $10 for it. They don't care about you. But the CDC has to because lawsuits come. But Brett's right. We're going to have those long-ass commercials.
Yep.
If you're one of those people that stays up late and watches TV, you're going to see, you know, lumpy people like Toledo.
Blood clots and cement. And every time I get a bloody nose, chunks of cement come out. And
me and Tammy from Thousand Pound Sisters.
Right. Yeah, she's... It's because of the Johnson & Johnson way her blood's not flowing. Not because she turned into Twinkie filling on the inside. Anyway, pretty fun to tease Toledo about that. If you see him, be very careful. He's a time bomb.
And no, don't poke me like a Pillsbury Doughboy. No, I'm not going to squish.
Look, you break your finger because his insides are made of rock.
Like bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Pop.
You wanted that Johnson & Johnson.
I did.
And yeah. Now
I did too, for convenience.
Yeah,
but
now we're all happy we didn't get Toledo's disease. It's great stuff. And what if your Africa elbow clears up and then you get, wouldn't that be
that's
the worst?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, maybe
I'll take the clots if that clears up.
No side effects at all. Sure.
Clots are manageable. Just ask Chuck.
And then Paul.
Oh, wait.
So, okay, he was, look, he made it to like 83 or 4.
Yeah.
Our boy Chuck
managed
made it,
pretty well.
The last.
No.
Well, we know him for 14 years.
Gray. He was a little gray.
You ever see him bump his hand on something?
I'm not sure he managed anything well for 14 years of at least living. Like, everything was a threat to
his life. He was watered
down
at the end.
The only thing that was amazing was when I hit him with that golf ball at breakneck speeds, and he took it like a champ. But he couldn't bump into the corner of a counter without opening up like somebody cut a carotid artery.
I thought you said you opened him up with the golf ball, too.
No, it didn't. It just made a smack noise.
Nice bruise, too.
It was...
How'd you hit him?
I hit him with a golf ball. I was about 80 yards away. I hit a bad drive. Shanked a drive, and he drove ahead. And then I had to hit it out of these rocks. And sometimes out of the rocks, your ball will, like, if you, it'll turn your club so it makes, it just
that
sliced.
Deadpan.
Just this dead, flat slice. And Chuck's driving along on the cart path. The ball goes out over the fairway and then just makes this abrupt right, like a heat-seeking missile, and it was on its way to Chuck. And I turned to Brady and go, I just killed the old man because it's so clear it's going
like
to, there's impact.
It's slow motion.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, four.
It's tracking,
and
tracking.
I'm not kidding. Brett, all you hear is,
oh, sweet Mary. God.
They hit him in the arm. And his old man head went from driving the cart to laying down in the cart. And then a few minutes later, he's up, Jesus Christ. He's rubbing his arm. I was walking up a fairway once, and a guy struck a 3-wood and drove it right into my chest. Like, oh, my God. But God forbid you bump him. He bled like you opening up a pot sticker. But it was he needed that Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, he did.
Of thickening up that blood of his. Either way. So the countdown is on for Toledo. I think we've got. Just keep it up. I'm going to get that witchcraft sister in there. She's going to rub all those clots out, see if we can blow that heart. Good stuff. So if you got the Johnson & Johnson today, do some jumping jacks and let's see if you can get that blood flow. If you start feeling a little woozy, it's because your blood has turned into thick juice.
What an excuse. Oh, geez, fellas. I'm
clotting heavy today.
Starting to feel it.
Yeah, I got some sort of tomato bisque going in my body right now. It's not good. And it's, you know, canceled. And now everybody's going to go, I got the Johnson & Johnson and I'm fine. Yeah, for now. Alvina says, my baby daddy got it, and he's all dramatic. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to die. Funny, not funny. He got the shot Monday, and it all gets shut down Tuesday. That would make you nervous day before.
The last batch.
You get the last batch of the disease J&J. Stick to baby powder, Johnson & Johnson. We'll leave the medicine up to everyone else at this point. Hilarious. Well, good luck, Toledo. We're all counting on you to get the clots. And if you've got the clots at home, please, by all means, email Toledo your horrible, horrible symptoms, and let's scare him into everything. I don't think anybody else here got the Johnson & Johnson. I think everybody else did it right.
No, I know Heather downstairs was asking where to get it.
She's been beating me up about it. Where'd you get yours?
Right.
I'm like, well, I
Heather still doesn't have a shot?
She got the Janssen & Janssen.
Yeah.
Are
you kidding me?
She got it from the Russian guy on the side of the
road.
She
was looking. She was hitting me up to see if she could get the Johnson & Johnson from her mom. I don't know about her.
MRSA. She got the COVID. She gets everything.
This is last week. When we got ours, she was like, "Oh, did you get yours? What'd you get?" And I told her to Moderna, and she's all like, "Well, I want the Johnson & Johnson." Well, talk to Toledo; he got it. And she's like, "Okay." So she started emailing him right then to find out where it was.
Talk to him while he's still around.
So as of last Thursday, she hadn't had it.
Okay. You got that blood thickener put in your body. Yeah. Because we did it right, Brady. We didn't cut corners. Brett and I still have our second shot. I'm sure it'll make me a little dizzy. I'll probably get the vertigo again and miss a couple days' work. Big deal. At least I'll be alive.
Right.
I won't be sitting there Trying to figure out how can my arms feel 3,000 pounds. What do you got here? You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. The government likely won't compensate you for your damages. Why? That's a true story?
Because they rushed it through.
Oh, because you accepted the fact that they didn't really research it. Apparently. Well, that's my dad's argument. It holds a little water. But I told him, I'm like, if you had a cancer and they said, we've got an experimental medicine that hasn't been tested, will you take it? And he goes, well, yeah, that's different. I'd be dying. I'm like, yeah, I guess. But I mean, you're 73. Kind of dodge this. And I understand
you're dying.
I'm not ashamed. I'm just asking him questions on what makes a 73-year-old man say, I'll take my chances. And he's super healthy. So I'm not too worried about him. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it would be nice to just have that peace of mind. I think that's really all this is for a lot of people, just peace of mind, especially with their parents.
Yep. And if he's staying, you know, at his place the whole time out on the ranch.
Well,
he starts traveling.
Look, I don't know what's going on with him. The second he sees another guy in a cowboy hat, they're best friends. I don't know him. I know him through text now because that's still my dad through text. But when I see him, I'm like, who is that? And he's always kind of liked it, but now he's living the life. And the spurs and the boots and I don't know.
Rancher Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. If he starts changing his name and he's, I'm Big R. I'm like, what the hell? There's no R in your name. Call me Big R or Earl if you don't mind. I'm Ed Tom. I'm like, okay.
So you look like one of those guys that walk around rawhide now or what?
Yeah.
I mean, just,
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And it's the good stuff. So, like, he's playing expensive cowboy. Like, he always tells you how much everything costs. His shirt here. It's not bad for a retarded hillbilly, I guess. Is that the chic you're looking for? And he goes, no, this thing was a $350 shirt. I'm like, what are you doing rustling cattle in that? Because he is. He's got boots that are like $1 billion. He's always telling you how much everything costs. I'm like, you shouldn't be outside in that. You should
can't
be
punch a doggy in that.
You're wearing a more expensive cowboy suit than the guy in YMCA's in the Village People. Like, what are you doing? And he does. He goes out and works horses and stuff and all of his gear. I text him and we talk all the time and we're fine and everything's normal. And then I see a picture and I'm like, I don't know who that guy is.
He's going to start sending you cowboy poetry. It's just a matter of time.
He might start. We're probably close to him writing a few quatrains of cowboy poetry.
I was reading Baxter Black the other day.
This Louis L'Amour character's got it all figured out. You know he's got a cabin in Payson. Like, yeah, I'm hyper aware of how boring that is. We had to look at it in sixth grade. Did you do that here?
What's that?
In sixth grade, they take everybody to Payson for a week, and the creepiest thing elementary school can possibly do.
Yeah, they took us some, like, camp or
yeah,
some
kind camp
of
up in Payson
camp.
And let you
grade,
sleep
yep.
outside
yeah.
for no reason.
Yeah,
and,
up at Christopher
and then,
Creek.
Yeah,
we did it.
And then they take you
up.
Every
Kirby's
fifth grade
is
class does
a
it.
Week from yep. Monday.
They go up to the...
They're still going up to Prescott.
That, oh, they go to Prescott. Oh,
we went
yeah.
to Payson,
look,
yeah.
this is Payson.
Where's
this is different.
Oh, okay.
This is meth.
There's all the kids know about it. There's apparently a haunted dorm. There's
yeah,
all this stuff.
It was the cabin. I remember
yeah,
that one. Because that was the cabin I was in.
Yep.
I don't remember eating. Like, I always tell people that. I'm like, we went to that thing for a week, and I don't remember one meal. I don't know what they fed us.
You went for the full week? I think it's 3 days.
We had 5 days. We took the whole 5 days. They bust us up. We had EEW. Prescott's different because at least it used to be the state capital, so at least there's some sort of educational something there. And Prescott has Whiskey Row, so the kids can get loose.
It's out in the, you know, there's a couple of different camps. You're not in the town of Prescott.
No, so there's no, I don't understand
it's
that.
Out, you know, those camps have separate properties.
No clue why that's part of the curriculum at all. Not at all. We're going to take you guys into the woods for a week. Like, no.
Science.
You learn about owl scat, John?
Yep.
You learn about
needles,
pine cones?
Mike Burkhart doesn't fit
cones?
In a hole. That's what I learned.
Excuse me?
Mike Burkhart does not fit in a hole. Because with a guy that took us, that one of the dads that went with, is he's a cave explorer.
The chaperone.
He wasn't a cave explorer. He's a goddamn accountant who likes sticking his head in things. And he's like, this one's too small. I think Brody can get in there. And this kid Brody's climbing. He shoots right in, and Burkhart's skinny. And he's like, I think Michael's skinny enough to get in there. This cave will open up into a giant, and Mike's like, help, help. And you get like half of his body stuck. They got people in there to chisel out the edges so we could, because he started swelling up or something.
Yeah.
So they couldn't pull him out. And meanwhile, when you think about it, Brody's in the hole.
Right.
So this guy was like, go ahead, climb in. They wouldn't, like, could you imagine that now? Go ahead, kids, unchaperoned. The accountant in charge of the situation says, get inside the mountain.
Brody's in there. He clogs it. Now the light goes out on Brody. I can't say anything.
Well, yeah, they were done. And nobody panicked. All the other kids just stood around like, yeah, well, one of them's going to die. And that's just a normal thing. Which is why I'm so well adapted to the idea that my friend Richard is going to, his works are getting gummed up by that sticky blood he's got going on.
The man who wanted to battle King Tonga got stuck in a chimney and in New Mexico. They're thing, a camping trip.
Why am I not surprised?
They were locked out of the cabin. Tad's like, I got it. Goes down the chimney 5 hours upside down.
And they were like, who wants in? I was a skinny kid, too. They were trying to get me to. I'm like, climbing in that hole? You crazy? What do I want to get inside? I'm outside. There's plenty to see out here. Do you want to see the glorious inner workings? No, there's bat poop in there. That's all that is a bat cave. And the real Batman ain't in there. You see inside. Okay. I've been to Carlsbad Caverns. I'm well-traveled. No need. I go through the ones that they've hollowed out already. We're not going to discover one.
Could be gold in there.
Yeah. Besides, if this accountant knows where it is, then it's not that big a deal. They haven't made a national park out of it. Jackass. Yeah, I still don't understand. But that fifth grade trip up north, and we'd stay in that weird cabin. If you could even grasp, like they can't even get these free our face movement people off the Capitol lawn now. If you imagine them giving them thanks, saying, hey, the teachers want to take your kids into the woods for 5 days. Are you kidding me? There's no chance.
I'm trying to find
our sixth grade camp was
Camp
in Southern
Tonto, I think.
Was it
Ohio?
Camp Tonto.
Camp Tonto.
Yeah.
Camp
Tonto. And ours was Camp Adiaqua.
And you guys got it too?
Sixth grade
camp.
Why
didn't we all go camping?
It's part of the, you know, I think science and biology. And
then there was seventh, eighth, and ninth grade Big Surf trip that everybody got a day at Big Surf. And all that was
Sunburn Fest.
Was sunburn, heat stroke, and finger Lisa on the bus on the way home. That's what everybody was doing. Me and a kid named Wayne. This girl Lisa showed us her boobs on the bus. I'm like, whoa. Next thing you know, Wayne's like, check it out. he was Garth from Wayne's World. And he's like, and he's diddling around with her. Like, I think that's illegal, but I didn't know any different.
Ours was SeaWorld. In Ohio. It's right on the ocean.
The Ohio SeaWorld, where you can see those glorious Midwestern orcas.
In the St. Lawrence Strait or whatever?
Man, what I wouldn't give to be on a Pennsylvania turnpike one day and just go, did you see that? What just passed us? Oh, it was a flatbed truck with a killer whale in the back of it. It's going to Ohio.
Did you see that one?
They had to drive him in. There's no other way in.
Oh, yeah. A couple weeks ago, a lady posted a video, and it's
a shark.
Yeah, and you could see they had the windows.
And they're working it to Ohio?
You could see sharks swimming in the tank on the truck. That's flatbed. Yeah. No, they weren't taking it to Ohio. I don't know where they were going. But.
Well, I still take credit for shutting down that awful dolphin area. Day one, I was all over that, and I said it. And there's no reason and no possible way you can keep dolphins in the desert alive. They sunburn. I know that. If I know that, how do these oceanographers over here on the Indian reservation not realize that an outdoor pool for dolphins in 120 degrees that's about 10 feet deep isn't going to do some damage? And then they just started bellying up one after another. I'm like, we can't figure out what's going on. You can't? Is it the desert? Terrible for the dolphin.
It was the J&J vaccine.
Yeah, but then it turns out later that they were just testing Toledo's blood on them. We can't figure it out. They turn into gelatinous, blood-soaked creatures. And anyway, they're all dead from it. Yeah, that whole thing was amazing.
Copper tone doesn't work well.
If there's no ocean, there's no ocean fun park. How about them rules? Ohio should shut that down.
They did.
They shut down the SeaWorld? Well, all the SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah. Long,
there's that shark on the road.
Yep.
And that looks great. Oh, man. Humans. We're a bunch of idiots. Well, let's just take it to Ohio. People in Ohio don't get a chance to see the ocean. Really, I understand that in like 1880, when there's no possible way you're ever going to get to an ocean in your life, and some entrepreneurial guy gets a hold of a couple sharks and moves them over to Ohio for a few days because they're not going to last. But now you can get to the ocean, Ohio. You don't need to be that lazy.
Can't blame this one on Ohio. This one was headed to Baltimore.
Yeah, well, Baltimore has water. I don't know why they're even driving them around.
Baltimore, honey.
Maybe Baltimore. That was a 10-minute drive. I'll give you a 10-minute drive. I remember when I was in San Diego, they found a beached thing. It beached itself, and they immediately hoisted this thing on the back, and the freeway closed, and they laid it on the back, and then people just buckets of water. That's all they had.
Just like a whale or something?
Pouring buckets of water on this thing, and then they got it to SeaWorld, and it started. I think it died, but it lived for like a few. But it was the biggest deal in the world. That they rescued it and it was going to make it. It wasn't a huge whale. It was big, obviously. But, I mean, the buckets of water, they just poured water all over it while I was driving down the 8. It's like, what is going on? Gets in that big circle, goes into SeaWorld, and then they just tip the truck over. And I don't know how they got it out of there, but it was a huge deal. I think it died, though. It's like, I don't want to be here either. You know, I beach myself because I'm sick, and now you're putting me in with the other. Anyway, you guys don't really pay attention to how oceans work, do you? You just want the money.
Just give me the J&J.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was begging for the vaccine. How are you feeling, Talia? You all right now?
Good. Still okay. Good.
Good. Good to hear it, man. Good to hear it.
I understand Richard got the Johnson & Johnson.
He did, Trip.
Oh,
Brady, I don't want to create any Johnson & Johnson hysteria here, but I got fingered in Prescott when I was a young teenager.
What was his name?
Jake Paul?
Is that Jake Paul's date? We'll get into that in a second. Anyway, if you've got the Johnson & Johnson, we're sorry, but some of you had to be the test dummies. Paul texted me. He was in the test group for all the testing, and he texts me, and he says,
turns out I got the actual vaccine.
And I'm like, you also got COVID. Like, you
can still get it. You can get it.
I know. I'm just saying,
it.
Like,
just mild.
Like, he didn't know. Like, they didn't tell him. Like, you got COVID, and they didn't tell you you're vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Like,
no, Jesus,
that's horrifying.
Test. Yeah, it's like, some get the placebo.
Which is why he did so well with it.
Right.
And so he started to call me all sorts of terrible names for some reason.
For even asking?
I didn't ask. He just, out of nowhere. I think it just makes, like, I think AstraZeneca makes you an asshole for like 10 minutes. He started yelling at me.
Is that what the reason is?
Right. Yeah. No. He's got all sorts of reasons.
This guy says, you guys are dicks. I saw a homeless guy vaccinating himself on the 101 this morning. It's his third dose I've seen him take this week. Great to see people being responsible about the virus.
Was he wearing his mask? That's the most important thing. I think that's important. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.